Chapter 3 Conversations with Mum and Dad. Sarah runs into her bedroom. Her bed and other furniture are now in the room. Sarah puts the key in the drawer again and sits on her bed. Mrs. Miller walks into the room.
Hi, Sarah. This is a nice room.
Yes, it is. And I found the key to the attic here,
says Sarah.
Fantastic,
says her mother.
Let's go and explore it.
No,
says Sarah quickly.
Why not?
Asks Mum.
Is there a problem?
No,
answers Sarah. She doesn't tell her mother about the girl in the mirror because she feels stupid.
I went up there a minute ago. There's nothing there. Just some old boxes and a mirror.
I'll look at the mirror later,
says Mrs. Miller.
Now you can organize your room.
Sarah starts to take some things from the suitcase. Then she hears her father. He's calling from downstairs.
Sarah, I'm going to town. Do you want to come with me?
Yes, Dad,
Sarah shouts. She's very happy to leave the house. She runs downstairs to the car. In the car, Sarah asks her father some questions.
Who lived in the house before us?
It was empty for many years,
her father explains.
We bought it from an old man called Mr. Ross. His grandmother lived in the house, but she died 50 years ago.
Do you know anything else about the house?
Asks Sarah.
No, but you can ask Mr. Ross. We're going to see him now. I must sign some papers, and he's got some more keys for me.